Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverello out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Baseball Law.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
No. All right, it's 7:06 on this beautiful Thursday morning, May 14th. It is tournament time for kids across the state of Arkansas in softball, baseball, and soccer. Good luck to all the teams. Our man Justin Moore will join us shortly. His daughter's playing for Poland against, go back and figure out who they're playing. They're playing in Palestine Wheatley, which is, I guess, about an hour and a half at the Forest City. But anyway, that's
I got a high school guy, Baz. I saw this kid. First of all, a shout-out to a guy by the name of Dan Bells, B-E-L-L-Z, Dan Bells. Hell of a pickleball player. I don't know, Dan. I won't give your age. You may be 75 years old, maybe. If that, probably less. But he holds the ball. He holds the pickleball paddle with a handle. The face is down, and it's like he's scooping ice cream. The way he serves and the way he comes and just dumps his ball. I mean, these guys.
Puts a little spin on.
Oh, not even spin. It's just. He. I guess so, Joe, because it dropped. But Dan, he's a heck of a nice guy. He's a listener of our show as well, and we appreciate him out there. And I met another guy. I met a kid. I thought he was a senior at Bauxite Minor senior. No, he's a sophomore. I think he plays the defensive line, and they have 10 safeties. Yeah, it's a kid by the name of Aiden Guthrie. Aiden Guthrie. He plays defense for a Bauxite Minor. He's going to be somebody. I'll obviously keep up with him. He came up. They were doing some workouts or practicing there in Benton yesterday, and he listens to the show. So thank you, Aiden Guthrie.
Also, too, Roger, last night we had several 609ers there at the event for Coach Silverfield. One of them was David Goldman. His daughter came up. She won some prizes last night. Ashley Barr, and said, "My dad's in there, listens every day. He's a 609er. We had several guys who came up. 609er. So thanks to them. Also, Chris Caldwell, who's on the Game and Fish Commission, and his wife is on the new Board of Trustees. She's a pistol. Wow. She is fired up and appreciates the history of Arkansas sports, so enjoyed talking with her. Before we go to Chris Curry, and we do have Mike Hager coming in, do want to thank Joe for being here on Thursday. Thanks to Corky's.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome, man.
Two great locations.
Yeah, Little Rock, North Little Rock, right off McCain, and in West Little Rock, right across from the Best Buy. And, yeah, we got drive-through, catering, bulk orders. We have specials from 4 to 7 where you can get a really good entree, a pork chop, a chicken fried steak. You get pig skin out for $11 with a drink and a large side. And so from 4 to 7, we have bar specials, $4 margaritas, $2 drafts. So got a lot of good things going on from 4 to 7. You know, that's that kind of time during the day where all restaurants are, you know, it gets dead in there. So we wanted to try to, you know, drum up a little business and get some people coming in when we're not that busy. And then we have daily lunch specials. We have probably 10 a day that are, you know, probably the most at $10.
That's a great value.
You can get all kinds of stuff.
Are you going to have anything for Memorial Day?
Oh, yeah. And then we're getting ready to kick off June, 30 years.
Wow, 30 years.
Wow. Joey. Yeah.
We were talking about that with Didi the other day.
Hey,
yeah. That Mike, come around and sit on that. Joe, scoot this way a little bit. No, scoot this way and let Mike sit beside you. 30 years, congratulations, buddy.
I'm breaking out in a cold sweat.
Listen, Mike is geared up today. He's not wearing a suit and tie.
Yeah, 30 years.
That's congratulations.
June. So we're going to do some specials in June with ribs and some other things coming, so pay attention. We already have the best deal in town. It's going to get a lot sweeter.
Yeah, and thanks again for doing the deserving dozen. Yeah. Joe does that out
thanks,
of respect,
Joey.
I think, because his mother.
Get to say goodbye to you yesterday, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
When we were talking about leaving a tip. Basil said, yeah, me and Roger will leave a tip. And I looked around, and you know you were right. Hey, you were running to your car.
That was not Mike, about that. I apologize. You know,
he
you're
was running to
right.
his car.
You know what? I mean, I'll pay you. No,
hey,
no.
Just walk briskly next
I did
time.
Not
Don't run,
run from that. But, I did not run. You're absolutely
that was
right.
The, that was the
oh,
Malvern.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That was, I got it right. That was the Malvern.
No.
That was the Malvern. I got it.
No.
Oh, there we go. I gave you a dollar.
Sure, that's got to help a little bit. No, I don't want you stinking blood.
Grab a headset, Mike, and give it to her. We already took care of it. Don't worry about it. We tipped her appropriately.
That's what I want to do.
Hey, thanks again, Joe, for doing that.
Well, what you're giving us is not appropriate. We need more.
Well, I'm doing half.
Joe, it was Malvern on Tuesday. Okay, we're doing Benton on Friday.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So thank you for doing that. Your mom was a counselor for how many years? 30 plus years?
Mike
Hager, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Hey, Mike, you need 20?
Listen, you're going to have a hard time getting into work with these two guys.
That's fine. That's a good thing.
Hanging out with us for a little bit? Yeah, you got to talk about getting some new troopers, right?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Let's bring in, do we have the Trojan fights on there, Ratchadachi?
Do we have a Trojan coach on the line?
Let's bring in our man Chris Curry real quick. Jono, you know this.
Old school sound to it.
Good morning, Chris Curry. How are you, buddy?
Good, Baz. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Got a studio full of me, Raj, Joe Klein, Mike Hager, the Arkansas State Police, Christian Weaver producing. Hey, you guys have your last series of the year starting today against UT Martin. Is it not starting? Is it UT Martin? No, it's SEMO, right? Which one is it? Who's today?
It's SEMO, yes. This is the last regular season for D1 college baseball, so everybody's playing a shorter weekend, Thursday through Saturday series, which bumps us up a day to get ready for the conference tournament next week. So we've got SEMO. They're a longtime great program. Their program and us have been to regionals the last few years out of our league, and the weather's going to be great.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you look at it about this, guys. So right now you guys are 30-22, 16-8 in the conference, 17-7 at home. You compare that to where you were last year. You know, it was a different ball game. If you remember last year, Joe and Raj and Mike, talking about Southeast Missouri, you guys had lost already UT Martin. You lost the last three games of the year. The last four games that you lost last year, Chris, y'all were 0-4, 54-14. 54-14 in runs, and most people thought, the Trojans are dead in the water. You guys go to the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament and win five in a row. Then turn around, you lose the first one in the NCAA Baton Rouge Regional to LSU. Then you knock off Rhode Island 22-10. You knock off Dallas Baptist, and that's when we knew, Trojans may have something going here. You win 8-6, and then you do the unthinkable. You beat LSU 10-4 in Baton Rouge. Then, Roger, remember, we were in Nashville for that second game. We were, you know, meeting Justin over there for the Grand Ole Opry stuff, and you guys are ahead, but you end up losing 10-6. It was a magical run, and just a reminder that it doesn't matter what happens throughout the season. It's what happens this time of the year and tournament time.
That's right, and what I wanted and challenged our team was the postseason run was great. The last 10 games were great. That's exactly what you want to do,
right,
is get hot at the right time. But what I wanted to do was have a good team from wire to wire. And there's still a scenario, Baz, where we could win the league the regular season.
Right.
If we sweep and then get some help, we win the series this weekend. We'll be the 2 seed, which gets us the double bye in the tournament. That's important because, as you said, last year we had to win five games in the tournament back-to-back.
Crazy.
If we're a top 2 seed, we would only have to win 3 this year. And so that helps your pitching. That keeps your team fresh and gives you a lot better inside track. But, no, as you said, we've won 30 games. We've done that 3 of the last 4 yep. years. There's some stability there. We doubled our conference win total from last year, which I wanted to bounce back on that. And I just wanted to play better in the regular season and then be playing well down the stretch. You know, it's the first time we've ended the regular season at home in the conference play. That's a big deal. And, you know, we broke our record, school record for home runs last Friday with 9 in 1 game. So I'm hoping the bats are getting hot.
Yeah, one of your big supporters, and Joe, you know him, and we went to school with, is Merritt Dyke, who is a supporter of all things Trojan Athletics. And he's a big supporter of yours, and we're just talking about, you know, the program record is 33 wins, so, you know, that's certainly there, you know, on target. You're leading the OVC, your conference, in pitching, 4.0 ERA, three pitchers in the top 10 ERA in the league. You're going to have a Major League Baseball, you're going to have a Major League pitcher drafted from your team. You're graduating seniors, outstanding. And as Joe said, doing a lot with not a lot. And you know, you're not one of those coaches that's got a gazillion dollars in your budget. And just like Neil Arisman and others, you got to make it work, and you've certainly done that.
Well, we have. I think we got to develop. That's our niche. You know, the pitcher you're referring to is Brandon Westmoreland. And we signed him out of Connor State Junior College and was not highly touted, was not heavily recruited. And Evan Lee, our pitching coach, another Central Arkansas guy, made an adjustment. Made an adjustment with him on his grip. Now he's up to 95, 96. We've got MLB cross checkers coming in to see him. He's 6'6", 220. He's got three pitches for a strike. He competes his tail off. And, you know, you were talking about the run last year. You know, we were winning 5-1 in the championship game, and we just ran out of pitches.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this summer, in the draft, in the portal, in recruiting, we addressed our pitching depth. And then, as you mentioned, you know, we've got, you know, three guys in the top 10 in the league in pitching. And, you know, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, you know, defense wins championships. If the other team doesn't score very much, you're in good shape. And this year, you know, we had to rely on our offense last year. This year, we rode the backs of our pitching staff, and they've done a really good job of giving us a chance every game to win.
The game time tonight is 6:00 at home at Gary Hogan Field. Tomorrow night, if memory serves me right, 4:00, and then Saturday is 1:00. Is that right?
That's right. Senior day on Saturday, we'll recognize those guys, and then because they can't walk on Saturday because we've got a game, the athletic department's put together a special ceremony for the baseball guys, and then track. We're also hosting the OVC Track Championship on campus. So a lot going on at Little Rock this weekend.
Well, again, it was a magical run. It was so much fun last year. What it did for the program, I'm sure, is just, you know, from a financial standpoint, visibility and all that. Again, this is what you work towards, and so we just want to wish you the best of luck. And remind everybody these last three games. If you hadn't had a chance to get out and watch this program, this is an excellent program, and it's
beautiful day.
Yeah, beautiful day. Park. Joe was talking about the fields looking great and all the things, and you're a great guy, and it was so much fun to celebrate what was happening with you guys last year. It was magical, and we hope you have that again this year, Chris. So you guys take care of business, and you guys go to Illinois, I think, for the Ohio Valley Conference tournament, and hopefully good things will happen for the Trojans.
No, I do too, and I appreciate it, Joe. And yeah, we would love to show up in a regional nearby, and that would be a lot of fun for baseball fans and create, you know, more excitement in the state for baseball. I think college baseball is at an all-time high in the state, no matter who you pull for. And,
yeah,
and this
bet.
Is the most fun time of the year.
That's right. Well, Chris, good luck, buddy. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, very soon.
Thanks, Baz.
Hi, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
See you, man. Yeah, listen, the programs, Rod, you know, Arkansas State, Trojans, and UAPB. UCA is another one. So it's, and if I tell you, the other one's golf. We got four golf programs. The ones I just mentioned are in the NCAA tournament as well. The ladies advanced yesterday to the NCAA tournament. So they're, and I think, were they number one seed? I know the men are number one seed next week. Mike Hager joins Joe Klein here. Roger, when you see the complete opposites of truth and justice and then troublemaker Joe over here too.
You see him pick up, you know, because we're going back and forth.
He walked in here, he was eyeballing you. That's all I know.
Well,
and he took a mirror and was looking under your car.
There would have been a time that I would have not even wanted to go pet the dog.
He has a dog in the back that sniffed around your car and everything.
So, hey, today, let me reset the table.
Makes
here.
Me feel good that our law is looking after the welfare of the good people,
wow,
like Baz and myself, looking after us, our safety, and our well-being.
Look how sharp Mike. There's not a wrinkle in that shirt. I mean, I couldn't even pass that test. A couple things, too, before we get to why you're here, Mike. I do want to mention today is National Bruce Day, so give us your Bruces. We've left off a bunch. There's some good ones I'll mention here in just a second. National Online Romance Day. If you connected with your significant other online, let us know. It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Somebody said biscuits and gravy. We didn't throw that out there. Can I tell you?
That's our question today, though.
What's
If you can only put one thing on your biscuit, what is it? And your options are honey, jam/jelly, gravy, or butter.
Do you know, Joe,
Joe,
this is a true story. But when I came from Panama City, Florida,
Mike Hager pulled you over on the way.
I had never eaten gravy before because in Florida down there, we would do hash browns, grits. We never did biscuits and gravy for whatever reason.
I came from Missouri.
Same thing?
Yeah.
So we get to Wilson Sharp, and I go, that looks, it was white.
Yeah.
But that looks disgusting.
It was the best thing meal
Gosh, Joe. By the time I was like a sophomore,
What day it was. But
yes, Thursdays.
Yeah,
I would get up out of bed to go before class. I would eat it, go back to bed. Yep. That's ridiculous.
You didn't miss.
I know.
I didn't miss it.
And then they had little sausage chunks in there.
Yeah. Sausage chunks.
Didn't you dance under that name?
661-1037. In addition to ULR playing today, don't forget that the Razorbacks will play at 5:30. That means Double R has a shortened show today.
It is best. For everybody. Happy anniversary to CARE, just in case I missed it.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. We got to get into the budgets of the SEC team from a year ago. It's mind-blowing to see how far we are down the list. But, Mike, you're here because you're looking for help.
Yeah, we're recruiting, man. I appreciate you guys giving me a chance to come on and talk about it. So, yeah.
What is this?
Any cop show I can find. This is the FBI.
We don't qualify for you. What are the qualifications?
Sir, do you know how... I just want to say this. Walk up on a car and say this. Sir, do you know how fast you were going?
You know what? And I want to walk out with a big stick, break their headlight, and go... boy, it seems you have... No, that wouldn't be... You know what? But I'd love to wear the uniform. Do they come in my
So time? What are the requirements, Mike? Tell us what you have to be to even apply to be a state trooper.
You know, so the minimum qualifications are pretty open. We don't want to limit it for a variety of reasons. But technically, to be a good, qualified, preferred candidate, you know, we typically talk about either 4 years of college... 4 years of law enforcement, 4 years of military, or one of those combinations.
One of those four.
Right.
A combination or one of the four?
Or a combination of those four.
Okay.
So the majority of our troopers now do have college degrees or come out of the military, come from law enforcement.
Is that right? I was going to say, breaking it down, do you have majority from military, majority from law enforcement, or a little bit of both?
Man, I would say it's a pretty 50-50? Even split between law enforcement, military, college. You know, we've got great candidates from each of those disciplines, so we've been blessed.
How long does it take to go? You know, I was really honored, Joe and Raj, to speak to the troop graduation last year.
Yeah.
I need to put that online.
Yeah, well, you knew all of them.
That's exactly right.
They just say, hey, we're going to do a training run today. We're going to wait till Baz leaves the station.
100%,
Joe. Those will be,
when he said, Colonel said, well, how much would you charge for speaking? He said, I'll do it in trade.
Yeah.
I got a couple of tickets here I want you to take.
In typical David form, he sent me a text and said, you know, and I mean, we all know what kind of schedule he keeps. He's like, man, I'm coming from another event. He said, I'm going to be coming in on two wheels. Like,
oh, my God.
Work on your delivery.
That is true. I had to get from Hot Springs.
He said it.
It was that book signing for the recipe book for the Razorbacks.
So Mike's on the phone going, break one down.
Hey, nobody was surprised.
So Mike, so let me ask this. So for those that were wondering, how much is the pay of a trooper? What are the ranges?
Yeah, so a brand new trooper comes in day one at $67,700, I believe, the starting salary. Now we're a little bit different. You know, a lot of state police agencies around the country, even police department stuff, they'll bring you in at like a recruit pay while you're in the academy. We don't do that. You come in day one at full salary. So, but in addition to that 67 plus salary, we pay for 100% of the trooper's health insurance for not only him, but his entire family.
Right,
so if the trooper's married with kids, it's a huge benefit.
Nice.
And we've got an outstanding retirement system. It's non-contributory. The trooper doesn't pay a dime. They've got all the overtime potential that they want, so they can. You can make as much money as you want to make. Get out there and work. We've got a lot of different federal
park
outside. So, like, Roger needs security. He can play overtime and have a car parked out in front of his house.
We call it off-duty work. Got a lot of potential for that as well. So,
so give us, you know, Joe, we had a chance to go out to their facility, their training facility. And that's getting that's been enhanced from a lodging standpoint, too, right?
Yes, yeah. In fact, they are doing the finishing touches as we speak. They're moving the furniture in right now.
For those who don't know, what happens there?
So this will be the first school that we've housed at Camp Robinson, which is now a state police property, but we still refer to it as Camp Robinson. But you guys have seen our driving track out there. We have a training building, classrooms. We have an RPAT physical assessment building that Roger got to experience when he was out there.
That's tough.
How long is the training?
It is 21 weeks. Is the troop school time.
Okay.
And it's...
you may stay on campus for 20 weeks.
Yeah, so you guys were excited for y'all to come out and see it.
We need to do it again.
We just, since you've been there, we've completed the lodge and the barracks. We can house 122 students on the barracks out there. It's absolutely beautiful. It was built a combination of ARPA money and foundation. There's no state tax dollars in it whatsoever.
Okay, cool.
But, man, it's it looks like a high-end duck lodge. It is absolutely beautiful. The barracks are beautiful. I mean, it's
this
crazy.
This is not your grandfather's training for state
It is not. It doesn't look like where I went to troop school, I can promise you. It's beautiful.
I saw one of your vehicles, one of the retro vehicles. I don't know what they were doing, if they were it was just set somewhere, you know, for traffic purposes or whatever, but I love that old old blue.
Oh, yeah.
That old color blue. The one you see in Smokey and the Bandit, you know, when you see that. Those are fantastic. Can kids come out and see that? And maybe a guy bring his grandkids out there to see those
vehicles? Absolutely.
They can do
that. Yeah, of course.
Those are fantastic.
Are you having, I'll tell you, I don't know if you know, Joe, you don't probably have time to get on social media. I know that Roger and I will look at it, and as a Christian, too. It's not even just a state trooper, anybody in law enforcement. People now are really, it's tough to deal. People have attitudes now, and they're like, I don't have to do anything. So have you seen that be a deterrent to get people to start?
Yes and no. Man, first of all, we're blessed. We're in Arkansas. So if you tune out the national news and you stay off, you know, Fox and CNN and all that, and you know, because you can kind of...
Yeah.
Get immersed in what's going on around the country. Man, we don't deal with that in Arkansas. And I'm not saying we don't have a little bit of it, but for the most part, man, we live in a state that they not only value criminal justice and they value public safety, they demand it. You know, and we talk about it all the time. It's our job to give it to them. So we're very unapologetic in the way we police, and it's because our citizens want that. So we're very, very supported here from the governor to the legislature. The primary goal of any government, the primary responsibility of any government is to protect its citizens, whether it's federal, state, city, whatever the case may be. So they take that very serious. We're lucky.
Now, you have, Joe, you probably don't know this. Roger, I do because I travel around the state so much. But, yeah, you have different, I don't know if it's pods or what do you call it, that you're in this area. You're in Troopers.
Troop K?
Yeah, like Troop K.
When you're going to Hot Springs the other day,
right outside
of Harrison.
Yeah. How many troops areas do you have? Is it segregated? I mean, not segregated. Has it split up in the state?
Yeah, so we have 12 highway patrol troops that are stationed around the state geographically. And we have six criminal investigation division, what we call companies. So one CID company covers two troops. So we have 12 troops, six companies, and then we have five other divisions in state police. So.
Are there some that people like, some of your troops like, troopers like better than others?
Do they rotate?
No, for the most part,
where you live and
So back in the day, like when I went to work, I don't know if it was like a hazing ride or what, but you could almost bet if you were from North Arkansas, they're going to put you in South Arkansas and vice versa. Yeah. You know, we don't do that anymore. We try our best to keep guys at home. You know, recruiting and retention is a big deal. So if we can at all, we'll give people their choice. When they come in, they process through the troop school application process. They give us we give them an opportunity to tell us like their top three troops they'd like to be assigned in. If they come from an agency where they've got a lot of criminal investigation experience, we'll now take them and we'll put them straight into CID. You know, we'll kind of capitalize on that experience they have. So, you know, and that's new. We used to not do that. So for the most part, we'll try our best to keep them close to home, if not at home.
We're talking with Mike Hager, who is heading up the Arkansas State Police. And Mike and I go back. And Mike, you used to be with the governor's detail.
Right.
With Sarah's dad at the time and mom at the time. That's how. And, of course, you and I used to do some work on the side for Jennings Osborne. So we go back. And I know you take a lot of pride in what you do. And I was impressed. I'll tell you, that trooper class that came in, I was like, wow, this is almost like military.
Yeah,
you know, just in the terms of how efficient everything is done.
You know, it's and that's the best way to describe it. It's a paramilitary training. Yeah. Troop school is no joke. I mean, it's a tough school. We have about a 30% attrition rate typically. You know, my roommate in troop school was a Marine.
Oh wow!
And he told me that he said this is worse than Marine Corps basic training.
Is that right?
But one of the reasons why, he said, you know, in the Marine Corps, you can't quit. He said, it's not an option. He said, here, not only can you quit, they're trying to get you to quit. They're encouraging you to quit. It's tough.
Joe, when I saw Roger go through that, he whipped his training. He was great in the training.
No, listen, I can do better. I want another shot.
What was the thing that was toughest for you in that training?
The push-pull.
Okay. Yeah. Explain to Joe what that is.
But a guy my size, if I pass everything else, I'll just stun him. And that pushes him to put him in more.
Tell Joe what the push-pull thing is.
So our RPAT that you're referring to, it's a physical fitness assessment that you have to pass to get into troop school. And we do it once a year. All of our members are required to do it. So basically, it's a course that you have to run. It starts out with kind of an obstacle course type deal. It's about 300 meters.
Yeah.
That you have to jump over a ditch, you have to jump some hurdles, go up and down a ramp, things like
male
that.
Female.
Well, after you finish
male
that,
female.
Yeah.
You did that. I didn't make the number. I tried it.
You got to tell me.
RJ did well.
Listen, you got to let me know.
Listen to this, Joe. Listen to this. Yeah, listen to this thing.
So the push-pull is basically, it's 80 pounds. It simulates the average torso weight for someone if you're struggling with them. So it's 6 rotations. You have to push in 80 pounds. You make a 180-degree rotation. You do that 6 times.
Yes.
And then you pull the 80 pounds. You have to do that for 6 rotations. You move from that over to basically burpees is the best way to describe it. You have to do 10 after that. So you've got to run the 300-meter obstacle course, the push-pull, the 10 up and downs, burpees, whatever you want to call it. You've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds to do it. So.
Dude, RJ did really well.
That body weight deal.
There's some guys and gals that, I mean, destroy that 430. I mean, it's competition. Who's that massive man that I saw at your office the last time I was there? There's so many of them that are as big as Joe, maybe even wider, and just solid.
That would be Jason Aaron. He's our lieutenant colonel.
Every poster.
Listen, he stops me. I go, I did it. I don't care what it is. I did it.
As we go to break, where do folks, if they're interested, how do they get in contact?
Easiest thing to do is just Google Arkansas State Police, and the first link you come to, click on it, and right off the bat on the screen, you'll say, are you interested in being a trooper? Click that button, and it'll walk you through the process.
I was looking here, one of our listeners and a former sponsor of some of our bits, Randy Pickerel at D3 Auto Sales, said that his my wife's oldest son is an Arkansas State Trooper.
Time
to do that. So we'll take a break and come back. As we go to break, I teased it earlier. There's a new poll out, or a new study, rather. What is the thing that women, this particular study, are begging men to stop? And I'll tell you what it is. Wearing something. What are women begging men to stop wearing? 661-1037. We'll get your answer when we come back. Don't go away. A little Hawaii 5-0 there, Roger Dodge. 7:34.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This Texas Sports Center.
In the NBA Draft Combine yesterday, it was day one of scrimmages. Darius Aycuff Jr. and Malik Thomas did not take part, but Billy Richmond and Trevin Brazil did. Richmond went 3-for-9 from the field, 1-for-3 from three with a rebound, 2 assists, a block, and a steal. He had 3 turnovers as well in 20 minutes of play. Trevin Brazil had 9 points on 3-of-5 from the field, 6 rebounds and a block with 3 turnovers in 27 minutes of action. Day two of scrimmages will begin at 1 today. Coverage will be on NBA TV. And in Major League Baseball last night, the Orioles beat the Yankees 7-0 to continue New York's skid. They're losers of 5 of their last 6. Elsewhere, the White Sox got to 500 by beating the Royals 6-5. Chicago is 21-21. It's the latest in the season they've been at least 500 since 2022. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A lot of sunshine today. Temperature warming up to 80 here in Little Rock. A few places in South Arkansas may even get to the mid-80s. It'll be a mostly sunny sky. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Maybe an isolated shower in the northern half of the state. It'll be warmer and breezy with a high of 87. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Thursday on Out of Bounds, it's Arkansas-Kentucky Game 1 Thursday afternoon at 5:30. We will have Steel Eaves, thanks to Stephen Elmore Shelter Insurance. We'll look back at the Oklahoma series and look ahead to the big Kentucky final series and the SEC tournament. Also coming up, Richard Davenport with a recruiting update. We'll talk some Razorback football and basketball with RD. All that and much more coming up Thursday on Out of Bounds.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they the nation's leader in regenerative therapy, they're also right here in Little Rock. They've already helped thousands of people, and it all started with a free consultation. Come in, talk about the pain you're dealing with and what you've tried before. They explain what's going on inside your joints and walk you through your options. No pressure, no obligation. Before you assume surgery is the answer, get the facts with a free consultation. Call QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up fast, so don't wait. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino, where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Courtney Ballantyne here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Wow, this
all right.
Two things.
Bruce
yeah. Springsteen National Bruce Day.
Right. And if you have got a warrant out for you, you're born to run.
Oh, very nice.
Around with the car. I just try to make it work.
Joe Klein is with us, brought to you by Corky's. Thanks for having... Joe, even though you don't bring food, we always love having you. Thank
well,
you so much.
He says he will.
He wouldn't eat.
I will eat
that's
your
good,
food.
That's a good point. Also
oh,
in the studio...
7 o'clock, Mike. It's like clockwork. Gets over there, he pours his little red container into his little brown container.
That's coffee,
and
Joey.
And then he reaches into his bag and he gets a Quest bar. And it's a 7 o'clock.
Any sponsor who gives us food, I'm the one who has to eat it, especially on the road.
Yeah.
I'll eat it.
Up here, people have brought incredible who's he the guy care. Who would bring
I am sorry that I am trying to eat healthy and show the youth of America. Healthy,
but quit complaining we don't have any food.
Hey, real quick, hold on. So first of all, let's bring in Justin Moore. JM, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, we got Mike Hager here, head of the Arkansas State Police, along with Joe.
Yeah, I need to start this segment off with an apology. No. I owe Mike a favor. Mike, I have not thought about it until right now when I heard that you were on. I owe you a video for a little girl, and I did not ever send it to you, and I am so sorry. I will do that today.
Man, are you kidding me? Listen, you're kind of like these guys. I know you've got quite the schedule.
Let me tell you
so.
What. I'll send you a video anytime you want it, Mike.
That makes me feel awful. I am so sorry.
No, hey, but just I will keep Roger make sure you get a video that. And it's all square.
I want to be Justin's JR for Arkansas. I'm going to start helping you, Justin, on any of your
requests. I need it. My wife does the best she possibly can, but it's not.
Her hands are full.
It's more than one person's job.
The only thing that we didn't get in the last segment, somebody sent us a message on our text line about age range. Yeah, what's the youngest you can do and what's the oldest you can be to become a state trooper?
So you have to be 21 years old to commission as a trooper. So you can start troop school before you turn 21. But you have to be 21 when you graduate. So, in fact, one of our more recent graduates turned 21 in troop school and actually won Trooper of the Year this year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Ethan
Highland. Wow, 21.
So, yeah,
what's
one of three
again?
Guys. Ethan Highland, one of three guys that won. So, give him a shout out just last, or actually
I gotta do this.
Tuesday.
How do you win Trooper of the Year? You guy who gives out the most tickets.
Yeah. Well, he was
good question.
Yeah. No, so these
Sorry,
three
come
guys
on,
were,
Joe. There's they, other things.
Yeah, they were actually involved in a shooting that occurred last year. That it was a kidnapping suspect out of Massachusetts, I believe, and unfortunately,
oh, wow.
and,
I saw that.
They got him stopped and. He got out and he came out guns blazing, and
so
they
I
handled
feel
business.
Like
so
yeah,
so
way
I
to go,
like
Joe.
Right
yeah,
now.
Very good. Yeah, they're risking their
Welcome
lives.
To my
yeah.
world, Joe.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, you know, you sent me that video, real moving video of your kids. You know, you guys are dealing with situations where kids lose their parents. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? What reminds me of Mike, if I may be so bold, is when we met the young lady a couple of years ago at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Yeah.
That helped assist. That state cop. Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kylie. She's amazing.
Oh, that was an incredible. How's she doing? Yeah.
She's great, man. She's great. We still stay in touch. She's great.
Good.
She's
been good. 661-1037. I teased it earlier, Justin. There was a poll out on TikTok, or a big thing on TikTok is, what are women begging men to stop wearing? And so we've gotten a few responses.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm trying to figure
Roger,
out.
Roger, stand up. I'll pick the answers. Stand up. Let's see what y'all are saying.
Some have said.
If you're looking on YouTube right now, this is the answer. Right?
Do you want to take a guess, Joe? You have any idea?
Like it's clothing.
It's
right?
It's something that a man would wear.
Genius.
Yeah.
You can wear cologne.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean to yell. I love your mother.
So what do you give me a guess, Joe?
Stop wearing
underwear.
Nope.
Tank tops.
Nope. Tank tops is a good guess. What about you, Mike? You want to take a shot?
My guess would be Crocs.
I'm going to give you credit for it. It's not Crocs, but flip flops.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently, women don't like.
Wow.
I don't know if it's just
even at like the beach.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. If it's because of the is
like split toe flip flops.
I don't know if it's because of the.
I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it just so happens that I am looking for some leather flip flops to go with a linen outfit that I bought for the beach wedding that I'm going to, and I've got to get those. I don't know where to get them. Where do I get leather flip flops?
Sam hates them.
No, she doesn't. Well,
yeah.
No, I'm
wait, it could be.
I'm just basing on this poll. What are split toe flip flops?
Just the one that
just
goes
regular
big, big toe.
Yeah.
And
oh, regular. I got
you. Know what
got
I think
you.
It is?
Okay.
I think it's because we as men sometimes don't do the best job taking care of our feet. What did Tommy used to say? Roger used to talk about men's feet, that, you know, your toenails get longer and you got nasty toes.
You cut people,
cut your wife in bed.
I will say,
that does not
apply to me.
You do. Yeah, I've seen Roger's feet. They're very nice.
Thank you very much.
Whoa.
And Mike,
speaking
of videos, listen, I make good money.
That is not something you like.
I make good money sending videos of my feet. You tore your tennis shoes open with your toenails.
My big toe toenails they're like thick. I get big old flat.
Didn't you say you cut your socks?
He cut
your
toenails.
Cut my shoes.
Cut my shoes.
Cut your toenails. How about that?
Wait a minute. Like your big toe has a switchblade.
It cut through the tennis shoe.
Do you need like a steel chainsaw to get your toenails?
My feet are big and thick, and my toes are thick. Yeah. And so my toenails are thick, and they can be sharp.
Yes, it does.
Show the camera, Bass.
Show the camera.
So like if you were like going back to online dating, would that be on your profile? Yeah.
Thick toes.
And so my feet, Mike Hager, my feet fill up my shoes because I've got wide feet.
I'm looking at a guy who's heard everything that's ever been could possibly be.
So
his eyebrows, his forehead, my toes
are squished up in the little shoes that I never can find wide feet, you know, wide shoes.
No, sir, so, I wasn't trying to speak. My toenail got stuck on the gas pedal.
It is. So I've tried to keep as much as I try to keep them. You know, I do a good job of keeping them, but I tell you, they're so tight in the shoe.
They call him Ginzu Boy.
Were your shoes made of like cleats? They were regular canvas.
How is that possible?
Here's how it's possible. It's like him. He's like, you know, you're a size 10. He's like a woman going in there. You're a size 10. No, I'm not. I'm a 9.5.
Triple E. Triple E.
I am not a triple E. They are flat feet. They look like the plaster of Paris of the Bigfoot.
Yeah, they're Flintstone feet.
Jessica says they have Flintstone feet.
Exactly. You should have seen. You should have saw his feet spilling out of his stupid ski boots that he ordered, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
I squeezed them in.
Wasn't even closed. I think he cut through a ski boot, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm a 9.5, Justin. I'm a 9.5.
I did want to say, I know you're getting text, Mike, from different people, you know, at the state capitol. RJ Hawk's coming up here at 8, our state representative.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah. Justin.
When do I leave?
Yesterday, over at the event for Coach Silverfield, Judd Deere was there. Yeah. Love Judd. He's a new Arkansas State Board of Trustee. I mentioned Chris Caldwell. He's a Game and Fish guy and loves the show. He listens. His wife, I've met her before, Ashley, and she's on the board of trustees. Kevin Crass, Roger is a 609er. We appreciate him. He's on the board of trustees. It was, you know, I walk in a room like that, and it's just we got some good people in this state. You know,
good
really
people.
Appreciative.
Oh, yeah.
And Justin, I was telling the guys, I give Coach Silverfield credit for. You know, he shook every hand last night, and it was really working the room. He's doing his best, and, you know.
Yeah, man, I mean, from what I've seen and heard, he's done everything that he could do up until this point. I mean, you know, he's not lost a game yet.
That's
so
right.
We're still in that phase, but he seems to be a genuinely really good guy and trying to do things the right way. And the fact that he's getting out and about like he has done and continues to do is big.
Wait when we come back. Wait till you see the numbers. This is from not this past year 25, but I think it's 2024. The amount of money raised for athletic departments in the SEC where Arkansas ranks compared to it's stunning.
It's probably really disgusting.
Oh, yeah. You won't believe it. Yeah. We'll come back. Mike, we'll give you one more chance to make sure. Listen, if you thought about becoming a state trooper, now's the time to do it. Mike, we'll give us some details when we come back. 7:49. Don't go away. Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big, like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available right here in Arkansas. FanDuel is the number one clubhouse leader for betting major golf, because right now, all FanDuel customers can get a 25% profit boost every round of the second major. Boost your winnings through FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. FanDuel is in Arkansas and in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to download FanDuel and take your swing at boosted winnings. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
753, cuts like an knife.
All I know is for the rest of my life, when I look at paper bag,
I'm gonna be like,
see
if there's any cuts in the shoe.
Joe, look up here, my eye. Joe, up here.
I'm a person, Joe.
Put this song in for Baz's feet.
Cuts like a knife, Ryan Adams. Thanks to Joe for coming
like
in here.
Toe.
Cuts like a toe. Corky's in North Little Rock, West Little Rock.
Yep. And oh, my God.
Also, thank you for doing Deserving Dozen again. We got the Benton Group coming in Friday.
Careful. Get me out of here.
Yeah. And now, Mike, give us the details if somebody wants to be a state trooper.
Yeah, so the portal is open until July 1st. And so if you're interested in doing it, just go to our website, and it'll walk you through the process. And
you're calling it a portal now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all okay. Like,
that may be the wrong term. I don't know. But yeah, if you go to the website, there's a link.
Foot inspections.
Shut up, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, you can't be a state trooper. Look. Come here, Mike. Look at this.
Whenever the cops stop them, they always ask you before they reach you, you got anything that'll stick or cut me in your pocket?
My big toe.
Hold in my toe. Oh!
My big toe.
You got to register that weapon.
All right, we go. So this is in the donations to the highest donations 2024-2025.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be depressing.
SEC schools. I'll tell you what.
How many schools are there? 16?
There's 16.
Yeah. Are you talking about?
We're 14.
As far as like the foundation?
Going to the athletic department, whatever.
What they
form.
Spend the budget.
The budget.
All of the above.
The donations.
NIL,
yeah, that's right.
Money spent.
Yeah. This
from individual.
That's right. Okay. Individually, gotcha. Give to the athletic department to fund the athletic department.
Oh, okay.
So I'll tell you what. We'll start with number 10, Florida. $49 million. We'll go up to, let's just do it, Georgia, number 8, $52 million. Auburn, number 7, $56 million. Number 6, Mississippi State, $59 million.
Wow.
I know,
wow.
Surprise there, I know. Number 5, LSU, $65 million. Number 4, Alabama, $66 million. Number 3, Oklahoma, $92 million.
Oh my gosh.
Number 2, Tennessee, $110 million in donations. And number 1, Texas, $167 million in donations.
Wow. Holy.
That 100, that's donation by
so the company. Number 10 now, it schools, 49.
That's right. Arkansas is.
They're just the top 10 though. The difference between top 10 and the top is $125 million.
I know. Guess where Arkansas was? This is 24-25. 14. This is Sam's last year.
15.
Was it this last year? It was the year before last. This past year.
I'm going to say 14.
They were 13. Want to guess how much?
Let's see, 40. I would say 32.
Good guess. 37 million. And, a lot of those schools, the ones that I mentioned, most of them were, for example, Florida at number 10, of the 49 million, 32 million of that went to football. If we go to Texas, that 100 and, what did I say? 167 of that 59 went to football. So we
that's
have
why they can pay Arch Manning.
That's right.
$5 million a year.
We have 37 total. 37 million.
So where does that put us on the list?
13. But think about
13,
this.
Okay.
The 37, it didn't tell how much of our 37 went to football. Texas is 57. It's more than the entire donation base we get for. So anyway, that's what we're up against. That was 2 years ago. Maybe that's changed a little bit. But
they're a third world country with bigger GDP.
I know. What is it?
Walmart.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Walmart, the University of Arkansas, is calling you out.
What is the entire budget for the Arkansas State Police?
You're going to get me in trouble now.
Oh, no, it's okay.
120-ish probably.
Yeah. The athletic department is 180 at Arkansas.
Unbelievable.
Mike, thanks so much for all you do, man.
I know how we can rectify that, though. Fundraiser. Come see the big toe. Come see David's big toe.
Oh, dude.
I'll do it. I'm in.
Thanks for what you do, brother.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate
you today, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, he's going to do that today. I'm going to remind him.
Or he's going to do a roundhouse.
Joe, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks,
we'll see you Friday. All right, don't go away. More show to go. 8 o'clock. Hey folks, it's David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be